on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Dr. Amy Roseborough, the state archaeologist for the Wisconsin Historical Society, joins us. She was quoted in the article I was reading from the BBC a lot. And, Doctor, thanks for coming on the program with us today.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
I mean, you are quoted early on about the first discovery of something in Lake. And first of all, place us, where is this? This is Madison, Wisconsin, and which lake?
Madison, Wisconsin, it is on the north shore of the Isthmus, if you've ever been to our fair city, in Lake Mendota.
Okay, so someone comes in, you're at home with a colleague, and they say, come on a boat, I think I found something. Describe what that was like, what happened and what you discovered.
Absolutely gorgeous day, and I got a phone call from Tamara Thompson. She's a diver with the Wisconsin Historical Society, one of the leading divers actually in the U.S. She's very well known, and mostly for shipwrecks in the Great Lakes. And she said, come on out. I found a dugout canoe with these strange rocks in it. So we popped out on the lake. She dove down, took some photographs. And sure enough, there was a dugout canoe down there with a set of 7 stone fishing weights still inside.
And you think, oh, this is cool. It's an old canoe. But you look at it, you go, what, a couple hundred years old maybe?
Yeah, we thought if we were really lucky, it might be a Ho-Chunk canoe, maybe from the 1700s. But that, you know, we didn't think we'd be that lucky. Certainly not. It couldn't be that old. We got carbon dates later in the year, and lo and behold, it was 1,200 years old.
1,200 years old. And if that was shocking, it continues to go from there, doesn't it?
Yep. She kept diving on the lake, and the very next year, she sends out a text, I found another one. All right, same thing. We got a carbon date. We thought this will be the same age as the first one. No, the second one was 3,000 years old.
Wow, 3,000. Okay, 3,000. That has to be the oldest one, right?
Exactly. You know, that's it. That's it. And, you know, we are closer in time to the people that made that first canoe than they were to the people that made the second canoe found. That's a lot of history. But as that canoe was being excavated to be raised and conserved, the divers found a third one. And then pretty soon we were looking at a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and now we're up to 16 canoes.
And the oldest one is how old?
A little over 5,000 years old.
I mean, that is mind-boggling. What kind of condition are these canoes in?
The first one that recovered was actually in decent shape. One end had degraded a little bit. It was exposed to sunlight and to, you know, it had been exhumed, we think, by wake boats and currents. The rest are not so great shape. Some of them have been hit by anchors, or they're just so old. Tammy describes some of the oldest canoes as feeling like wet toast. Or a wet bagel, you know, so they're not going to survive being raised. We brought two up, the first two, and those are the only ones that are going to come out of the lake.
Well, that's fine. I think that's fair, right? If it's not going to be able to be shown, leave it where it is. Is this changing our interpretation of who lived where when?
I mean, yes and no. We've always known there has been a very, very deep Native presence in Wisconsin, in this part of Wisconsin. We are in the heart of ancestral Ho-Chunk territory, and we've got sites here that go back right to the time when the glaciers were leaving, this whole round. But to find intact wooden watercraft, and not just one or two, but an entire collection in the same place on the lakeshore, it's making us rethink how the landscape was perceived and used by the people here. So in short, we think we have an ancient e-bike station.
Explain that a little more.
Okay. The canoes are coming up right where a set of ravines cut down a pretty steep bluff down to the lake. And this is a point where the Overland Trail Network came very, very close to the lake shore. And we think they are parking the canoes and then using these ravines as easy access up to the highlands. A professor here, Dr. Cecil Schroeder with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, my former advisor, actually, she's been working on kind of mapping out the trail networks and seeing where canoes are being found in the state and if they're all kind of matching this pattern. We think people are just sort of dropping the canoes off, using the trails to walk to the next lake in the chain, because you couldn't paddle from one to the other. And then they'd probably catch another canoe on the other side and keep going. So we're looking kind of at the leftovers from community property over 5,000 years.
Well, but that's wild because this wasn't all of them within like a 100-year span where, hey, this is what we did. We passed this on in a couple generations. This is how we moved around. This then, if this is the hypothesis is correct, you're talking about if the one was 5,200 years old and one was 1,200, this is a 4,000-year tradition or knowledge passed down from that many generations. Am I making too much out of this?
Oh, no, I'd say like even longer. Our youngest canoe, Canoe 6, is actually only about 800 years old.
Oh.
So you're talking almost 5,000 years worth of people using this spot for that purpose.
That gave me goosebumps. That's incredible. Are you guys as moved as I am?
Absolutely. You could have knocked this over with a feather when the first canoe was, the date came through. And as the site has continued to show itself to Tam and the other divers, it's just, it gets more and more moving every time.
That's just amazing. I was going to ask, maybe are there other waterways? I'm sure there are in our area. I mean, mm-hmm. Of course, Illinois is well-connected. I'm looking at the Chicago River coming out of Lake Michigan right now. I'm wondering, I mean, obviously certain depths and certain conditions, and boy, the Chicago Riverways have been used for an industry, and you talk about propellers and anchors. I don't know if we're going to find anything there, but all over this area, I bet there's canoes all over the place, do you think, that have never been found?
I suspect so. If any of the listeners out there happen to see something that looks a little bit like a dished-in paddleboard that's been burned, I'd say take another look at it.
Yeah.
Around 15 feet long, and contact your state archaeologist, whether you're in Illinois or if you're in Wisconsin, give us a call. We want to know about these things.
Interesting. If it says Lund on it, though, it's a brand name. That's okay. Colin, our producer, has a quick question for you, Doctor.
Yeah, we tend to associate Egypt and Rome and Greece with these ancient civilizations, but these thousands of years old boats are showing that people have long lived here. Just how rich of a history does this area as a whole have in terms of civilizations?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I always people say, oh, I spend all this money to go over to Greece and Rome and all that. And I'm like, here in Madison, we have effigy mounds, earthen sculptures that could be hundreds of feet long that are 1,000 years old. You can walk out your front door in some cases and see these. In Illinois, you've got this amazing site called Cahokia down near St. Louis. As the closest thing North America had to a city, tens of thousands of people there. The Monk's Mound there, the base of that earthen pyramid is larger than the base of the Great Pyramid of Giza. So you don't have to go overseas to see this stuff. We have a very, very rich history in the Midwest as well.
That's such a great point. Great question, Colin. We got to wrap this up, Doctor, but I'm curious. You brought two up. Are these the two that are going to be at the Wisconsin History Center in 2027 when that opens?
They certainly are. We are working on that exhibit space right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Call back when it opens. We want to make sure we tell everyone to get up there, okay?
Will do.
That's great. Dr. Amy Roseborough, congratulations on the find, and that's awesome. Oh, that was so cool. Someone said, I came late to the conversation. Where were they found? Madison, Mendota, the north side of the isthmus between the lake, which I can't remember the name of now, but there's two of them right there. Causes an isthmus. That's where the capital is, north side. That's so cool.